Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. That has rushed out for joy.
Everything that has rushed out for joy.
With everything that is beautiful.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Ms. Sophia Schamberger, one of seven authors of this amazing, amazing book, Manifestation Now. We are looking so forward. We are looking forward to the big gala that will take place, but we're going to allow Ms. Schamberger to tell us a little bit about herself, what she got going on, and the title of her chapter in this amazing book. How are you today, Ms. Schamberger?
I am well and tremendously blessed, and it's such an honor to be on your Blog Talk Radio show this evening, and I just praise God for everything that he's doing and that he's going to do and continue to do.
Oh, fantastic. If you don't mind telling our audience a little bit about yourself, what you got going on, and the name of your chapter in this amazing book.
Sure. Well, I am a mother of six. I am a grandmother of four, and two expectant grandchildren are on the way. And I am a woman of God, first and foremost. I am a member of Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in Twin Oaks, Pennsylvania, under the pastoralship of Dr. Willie E. Robertson, an awesome man of God, teacher, preacher. And I am also excited about this upcoming Manifestation Now book project that I am gracefully honored to be a part of this awesome thing that's great, Take Flight, into the nation, okay, throughout the world. And the name of my chapter is Knowing Who You Are. And I'm just give you a little taste test of what you can expect to read and to feed your soul on when you receive your copy of Manifestations Now, which is coming out and it's going to be presented to the nation, to the world, on September the 24th in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Atlanta Marriott Gateway Hotel. It's going to be a book signing gala where we all come looking as fabulous and as unique as we are, and we're going to celebrate Manifestations Now book release and signing, and I'm excited about it all. I'm excited about it. Sometimes I just get so excited, all I want to do is just scream like a good scream, but I'm not going to do that today because we know that we are live. But anyhow, I'm just excited because I am amongst six other awesome women of God that also have took part in this Manifestations Now book making. And back to my chapter of Knowing Who You Are, I'm just going to give you a little taste. Knowing who you are is just like discovering a jewel that you know is worth and is valuable, is precious, is something fragile, is something that you must contain and take care of. Amen. And knowing that once you come to the point of knowing the valuable, how valuable this precious jewel is like freedom. freedom from being in bondage of wavering, freedom of this not knowing which direction you're going in, freedom of being afraid to just be just totally who you are in Christ Jesus. And it's all about surrendering. It's all about giving yourself unto the Lord openly and honestly, because we can never fool God and we can never perpetrate the fraud of who we really are unto the great Almighty. We can't never walk around and pray or we can lie to human beings, but we never can lie to God. We can't never act like we're one way to God when he already knows just how we are. So part of my chapter is basically being discovered. It's helping people to discover just how to come to the point of knowing who you are. And when you do that, there's the spirit and the feel of freedom. It's like shackles have left us. Shackles have dropped off, and we won't be no longer afraid to stand up to what's right versus to agreeing to what's wrong. We will no longer be feel like we have to waver between, like, well, that's my family, or that's my husband, that's my child, or whatever, because we'll be able to say right is right, wrong is wrong, without looking for any acceptance from man. And I just praise God for opening up my eyes and showing me things about Sophia, amen, and the directions where Sophia needs to go. And Sophia, I created you to be this way, not that way. And I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to have a experience in my life, and God demonstrated himself to me. And it's nothing like going through an experience with God and having your eyes become open. And it is such a relief. It's such a relief where you don't have to no longer worry about being accepted, no longer worrying about being a part of something, no longer worrying about being in everything or being on every boat that's about to leave the docks. Amen. You don't have to worry about being a part of things that no one really includes you in. You know, sometimes we find ourselves wanting to be in every little situation when every little situation don't have nothing to do with us. And we thinking that we're being of help, but we're being a hindrance to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
We will find freedom no longer living for other people, because we find ourselves doing that as well. You know, in order to make someone else happy, you have to also make yourself happy. Amen. In order to really love someone from within and not on the outer, you have to be able to do that with yourself. Amen. In order to be of help to someone, you have to know how to receive it as well. And some of us get to the point in a complacent where, you know, we can't receive help, but we can give it. That's bondage. Amen. That's bondage. Because God said we should be able to receive it as we give it. Amen. And I believe when God opened up a door and when he tell you all about yourself, you can be able to look in the mirror, and you can be able to look in the mirror and really can identify who you are. You can be able to look at yourself and say, I love me. I think you're beautiful. You know, you can be able to encourage your own self and don't have to worry about nobody else encouraging you. You will be able to pray for yourself without running to here and there for people to pray for you. Now, and if you're weak and you can't do nothing else, then that's when others should be able to pray for you. But in the midst of it all, going through trials and tribulations and finding out who you are, you got to have that strength that's already deep down inside within that God already given you to do what he called you to do. And when we be set free from everything that we hide behind, that's when we discover our freedom. Amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
That's what I have for you this evening.
Amen. You were speaking, and one thing you said, be able to encourage yourself. I think I share that with just about everyone that I can come in contact with. If you just look into the mirror, talk to yourself. Well, that's what I do. I'm going to use my own self as an example. I would stand into that mirror, and I would encourage Vernon, no matter what, no matter what we're going through. If I'm having a pity party, just I am the only one attending, I make sure I stand in that mirror and say, now, look, Vernon, we're going to have to do better than this. We're going to have to stop all this crying. We're going to have to get up, dry our face. I talk to myself, and I, encourage myself. You know what I'm saying? And it seems to, it helps,
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned being able to pray for our own selves, lay hands on our own selves.
Yes.
But if we cannot. But wouldn't you say that it takes a moment to get to that point? And so how would you encourage someone who's not at that point to try to maneuver them to that point?
Well, to get to that point, again, it takes us back to becoming honest with our own self. See, to get to that point of being able to really stand up and pray for yourself, you first have to believe that you have the strength and the power. You have to believe in the Creator who created you to give you that strength to withstand so that you can get. It's just like playing baseball. We have first base. We have home base. We have first base, second, and third. Okay? We're coming from the home base. So when we hit that ball that's coming at us and we're trying to reach from going to the first base, second, third, so that we can return back home. Now, when we return back home unto the Father, I believe our work is done. Amen. Because we leave in home base. That's from the Heavenly Father. He's bringing us down upon the earth. So we go to first base. And before we get to second base, we're going to go through some stuff. We're going to go through some stuff, but in the midst of us going through something, are we going to trust what the Word of God tells us about ourselves? See, I was given a word on Sunday about the Bible, and he broke it down, B-I-B-L-E, basic instruction before leaving earth.
Yes.
Amen.
That's it.
Basic instructions before leaving earth. So when we get into the basic instructions, amen, we going to get them instructions, and we may not always do it the right way when we first see it because we're going to have our own way, thinking our own way is going to be the right way. But until we fall down and stumble before we get to second base, now, we get to second base. Second base is, okay, we made it through first base, and we made it through the trials and tribulations of that, and I learned a little something. But then when we get to second base, we pick back up on something that we just didn't quite get when we was on first base. Amen? Then we go through some things, and we got to go back to the what? Basic instructions before leaving earth. And we have to go back and do some studying. We got to go back and do some praying. We got to go back and do some crying. We got to go back and do some purging. We got to go back and, and say, okay, God, I'm going to do this again. I'm going to listen this time. And we got to go on and go on and go on. I believe in who you say I am. Because sometimes we don't believe in who God say we are. Amen. That's when it comes to the point of back to knowing who you are. And when you become, and when you surrender, and when you believe that God is your omnipotent one, then that's when you can go on to third base. And again, when you get to third base, here we go. Now we go on the home stretch, trying to make it what? Back to the heavenly gates. And we go back to the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. And that is when we get to the point of realizing where our strength lies, realizing where our power comes from, realizing where our faith comes. Because, see, all that is manifestations. Amen? The manifestations start from first base. It goes to second base. it goes to third base, and when the fullness of the manifestations have arrived, and you now get it, what God had been telling you all along before you left home, then there you are. You're back home. And then he says, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And that is how you can get to that point. You will go through, but in your going through, you cannot waver. You cannot lose faith. You cannot lose hope. You got to trust in what God's word says, because he gave us the basic instructions before leaving earth.
Absolutely. And one thing you did say, believe. I think that is the ultimate key, other than obeying, is actually believing it and not wavering. You believe today, but you don't. But tomorrow is something different. And, but not allowing the adversary or the adversary's helpers to trip
you up. That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? Tripped you
That's
up,
right.
And then you don't believe no more. Because,
and you know what? That's when you have to go back to those basic instructions. Amen? Because, see, that's when you have to go back into the scripture that says, put on the whole armor. Because, see, we're on the battlefield throughout this whole process. We're on the battlefield throughout this whole process. So when we remain and when we say, you know what? Okay, God, I hear we got to put that helmet of protection on. Because, see, the battle and the warfare starts where? Up in the mind. It starts nowhere else. Because if the enemy could get our mindset and redirect our mindset and change our way of thinking according to what God said, then he won. But if we realize the power in us and that we put that whole armor on, I mean fully suited, we can't put half of it on, we got to be fully suited, then I believe that we could become overcomers. And then at that point, once again, that's another manifestation of demonstrating of knowing who you are.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when you get to that point of knowing who you are and not allowing someone else to feed into you, trip you up.
That's right.
I truly believe that, you know, you can make it. But then another thing is not eating off of everybody's plate. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Plate,
I do.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm visiting a church, I want to make sure that what I heard, you know, before, that this guy is saying the same thing as in, or this woman of God is saying the same thing was in the word, and not taking
That's
it right. and taking some things out, because you know we're not supposed to take out or add to, but actually teaching was in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? And
I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
sis. I was going to say that's why the word said study to show thyself approved. We have to study to show thyself approved.
I actually post that on something. It's a few scriptures before that I went from the top. You know, sometimes you have to go a little bit up and then
a little bit
down to actually get the whole meaning. But it's because you find some that are just focused on that one scripture. But what was said beforehand, you know what I'm saying, to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to study it and not I speak for Verna. I'm going to speak for Verna. Not eating off everybody's plate.
Amen. That's the only one.
Not eating. You know, I can. You know what they say? Your own soul salvation. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. This word of God is so awesome, and we don't have to dilute it by no means. We don't have to add some extra ingredients that don't even go there. We don't have to. It's like Prego. What is that? It's all in there.
Yes.
It's in there. Everything we need is in the word. I can remember I was doing a project, and I'm just sitting there doing my project, but yet thanking God. And then a revelation came. Like, I know everybody in the whole world. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, wow, God knows everybody in the whole world. It's not
That's
anyone
right.
that he don't know or know
That's
where
right.
they are or what they're going through. And
mm-hmm.
what the opium said, he's always there. He never hangs up the phone. You could just go to him anytime. And
day,
so
night, middle of the day, in the middle of the night, whatever.
What?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you don't
There's
have
no appointments needed.
Isn't that great? Isn't that just
<That's>
fantastic? It's just, you know, it's just so, and I know I'm really excited now, but I get so excited about the Word of God, and it just, you don't have to add anything to it. It's right there in the Word. It's right there. You don't have
yes.
to wonder if he's going to show up. He already said
mm.
he's going to be there for you. You know what I'm
yes.
saying? He said, I'll never leave you. I'm going to stop because I go right on him. It's just so amazing, and it breaks my heart when they, when you find others say, well, what he really meant was.
Right.
Come on.
What he meant is what he said. So that's it, because, again, he knows us better than we know ourselves. So that's why
uh-huh.
we can't fool him by no means. But,
uh-huh.
you know, if some people feel good by fooling people, the human beings that God created, that's okay. But in due season, prayerfully one day, their eyes will come become open and want to be set free from all that and become just who God created them to be.
I just said take the scales off. Take the scales off your eyes.
Yep.
You can and see, yeah, you know,
yes.
not seeing with your natural eye.
Yeah,
but with
the spirit
spiritual
man, yeah.
eye.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ah, this has been awesome, awesome, awesome. So, oh, I don't even want to stop. But if you don't mind, share with our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, and give us just one, give us some words of wisdom, and you can do that at this time.
Okay, well, first, if you're not my, you can connect with me on Facebook, Sophia Schamberger, and you can also email me, sophiaschamberger@gmail.com, and, or you can Instagram me. My Instagram handle is hotchocolate4369. And they are the three entities that you can get in touch with me. On a personal note, if you would like to talk to me over the airways, you can inbox me and we will connect. And you will be able to get my telephone number on my personal line. And then we can discuss, we can have prayer, I can be a listening ear, I can be whatever you need me to be at that particular time. If you just want prayer, if you just want me to be a listening ear, or if you just want to ask me a question on how you can order your book, Manifestations Now, you can go to Sunday Foundation or ReneeSundayFoundation.com, and you can go ahead and pre-order a book, or you can click on to any link that's on my Facebook account page. So feel free, and I pray that whomever purchases a book and read it, I pray that it will bless your socks off to the point where there will be change that will come about within you. And to remember this one thing, this is what my encouraging last words is. When you walk upright before God, knowing that you may stumble and fall, that he still loves you and have a purpose and a divine calling upon your life. Get up, dust yourself off, and you keep moving forward. Do not remain on first base, because you want to get to second, third, and when you get home, you want to hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. So all of you who are listening, I praise God for you. And may God be upon you and you be forever blessed.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Ms. Schamberger. We appreciate you here at OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. We thank you so much for being a part of our show. And
thank
again,
you for
I am looking forward to the gala. And thank you so much.
I can't wait
to
meet person. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We would like to thank our sponsors, Vimashi Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts, and TND Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at vernaz@vmarshi.com. Leaving you with this coming from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 through 21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout our all ages, world without end. Amen. This has been OPM Live. Amen. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed.